It's like masturbation in my ears.
Ustedes están escuchando La Leyenda en mi tiempo libre.
Legend in my spare time contains certain themes and subjects that may not be suitable for everyone listening. If you are easily offended, or under the age of 21, we may suggest you get your podcasts elsewhere.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white, just a jackknife as Maggie, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though.
Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time, episode 23.
23, motherfuckers!
Thanks for screaming in my ears. I'm wearing headphones, you cocksucker. All right, welcome to episode 23. With you, as always, I am the one, the only, the junior reverend, the reverend in training.
That's right, the Padawan.
Matt M.F. and Lees. And directly across from me for the last time in the current and present Matt Cave. Last time we're in this room. The Obi-Wan to my Luke, as it were. The Yoda to my Luke, as it were. The Reverend Goddamn Davies.
Hey. Hello, folks.
What do you got to say?
Not much. Everything's good. I'm just happy to be here in the soon-to-be defunct Matt Cave.
That's right. This place is getting retired.
That's right.
Like chainsaw and shit. There's a limit now. There's a date. It's set, and we're burning the motherfucker down.
Let's burn this motherfucker right down. Now, who else are we with here, Matt Lees?
We got more guests this week. To my Rizite here, he was more bald last time I saw him. He's got a very topical and a very convenient T-shirt on today, and he might. Have herpes. Ladies and gentlemen, A to the motherfucking K.
AK, y'all.
What you talking about, Matt?
What you talking about, Matt? I'm just talking about herpes. How's it going, buddy?
It's going good, bro.
A scale of 1 to 10, how itchy are you today?
I was sitting on your couch anyway.
I know. It's okay. We're going to lice all that shit. Don't worry.
I hope that thing's scotch guarded.
I went to Costco and got a fucking Lysol in bulk. For the new Matt Cave 2.0.
If you were Italian, you could put thick plastic on top of it.
What? If he was Italian? Is that what you said?
Okay.
Now, play on the stereotypes.
And our last guest, straight live from our recent adventure for Last Night on Earth.
That's right. Straight out of Holland. The Dutch love him. They know him as...
Fan of the Bizzoss. Welcome yourself, you scumbag.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Welcome once again. So inevitably, there will be some girl brought up this evening, and I'm sure at some point we will talk about her because you said you almost added her on Facebook. That's right, folks. Once shared Bullet Belt, and now they're sharing my couch. We got Van Boss and AK in the same place at the same time.
And she's going to be on your Facebook?
I'm debating it. I'm debating actually making a fake Facebook account.
Just to stalk her.
Just to add her as a friend and see whether or not she's dead.
She has no security settings on her...
She actually does.
Unless she changed it in the last week.
I found her after you brought her up on the last podcast that I heard. Yeah. And she clearly has some security settings.
Really? Because I could look at all of her photos, info, wall, whatever, when I went on.
Yeah?
That's right.
Creeper.
Maybe she actually went through and blocked me?
Maybe she caught wind.
Maybe
she's been listening.
Is that possible that... somehow I'm the one being shunned from this experience?
Oh, I fucking hope so, dude.
Matt's going to pull it up for us right now.
I get blamed for shit all the time that I didn't do, so I really hope she just blames you for all of this. Because, I mean, AK was nice to her, right?
AK was too nice to her.
He tried to woo her with poetry and shit.
Didn't you try to marry her, that bitch, or something?
We were Kabbalah. There.
Wait, hold on.
Light candles and read Kabbalah.
Just wait. Put the mic like here and talk.
It wasn't Kabbalah.
Get your fist off
Kabbalah
of the mic.
It's all Kabbalah with you.
Wait.
It was
This, so we can get a nice clean sound from you.
Okay,
the people want to hear you. The people want to hear you.
I can't hear myself.
That's okay. You can hear yourself in your own head, motherfucker.
Okay, so how's this?
That's perfect. That's great. Okay. So, I'm gonna edit this. But what's her name?
There, right away.
Shazam!
Oh, goddamn! It's scared. So
that's freaky.
Bullet Belt, we popped her up on Facebook.
Look at that snake.
That's fitting.
Now, if you're listening to this, yeah. Zach, don't worry. I will send you the link to this girl.
Like, this is all that came up for me, Rev. Okay. I didn't get any other information about it.
Well, we got her pictures and stuff, shit.
But we got all of her photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. But that kind of shit was still there when I met her on Plenty of Fish.
So we've jumped.
Actually, that photo with her lead image guys, those first three photos there on her profile pictures photos were exactly what was on her Plenty of Fish account.
Okay.
The coked out one that we're looking at right now, where she's clearly on some kind of methamphetamine staring in the distance, that was the one that sold it.
But you know what?
But AK's getting a little misty eyed.
I gotta say, if I was looking on,
brings back memories.
If I was on plentyoffish.com just looking to mainly get laid,
yep.
That picture right there might trick me into it.
She doesn't look horrible there.
No,
that's
exactly.
Then that one, you see that? Yeah.
You want to see that at the end of the night, right, boys?
Actually, no, you don't. I'll tell you right now, you do not want to see
right,
that at
that's
the end
what
of the
said.
Night.
Oh God. Oh, she has ugly friends.
0-3 on that shot.
Oh God. It's horrible.
Why is she licking clogs?
She was licking, yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
Actually, that's kind of appropriate.
That's enough. We just creeped Bullet Belt on Facebook, and now we're done. That was removed. She's going to kill us.
Yeah, well, we kind of deserve it a little.
No, you deserve it. You're an asshole. You were the guy who decided to kiss and tell. Asshole.
Yeah.
Technically, I said was, hey, I fucked that bitch too. And then you made me kiss and tell online.
Right, but it really took a lot of twisting your arms, too, just like that time you stuck your tongue in that girl's mouth at the boathouse.
You know, sometimes you just got to be playful.
Dude, she's already...
Did she have a home? Or
she's
was she
already...
A homeless girl?
She's got a home. She's kind of crazy.
It is. Yeah. I expect that.
What, you guys were together and he did that to some girl
at
the boathouse?
Yeah, he looked at her and was like, you know that feeling.
Was I there?
No, I don't think you were there that night.
Oh, thanks for the fucking invite, asshole.
Hey, man.
You were playing a show at the Chainsaw. Was
maybe if you could have gotten your
balls. Well, you guys should have came to the Chainsaw, and then probably would have shoved your tongue into a hot girl's mouth.
Look.
Because there is ass running around there to be had.
Maybe it was one of the nights that your wife had your balls in her purse and wouldn't let you out.
Yeah.
How about that, motherfucker?
But dude, you're the one who texted me from the bath saying, I'm just going to take it easy.
Yep.
I got a little Kenny G on. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
that. A really rough day today.
Wait, stop. Don't laugh at me. You told me you took a bath today.
Yeah, because I worked all day, son. So, I was sweaty. Oh, it hurt.
I don't go to work?
It's called Epsom salts when you've been putting in a hard physical day's labor.
Salts?
Epsom salts?
You brought this on yourself, Van
what,
Boss.
What? You bathe in salt?
Every now and then, yeah.
Sometimes I get home from work. And my body really hurts, so I throw some salt in the bath, and I just relax, and I listen to Tom Jones and dream about Bullet Belt.
I love the lavender bath bulbs.
If you don't feel fresh.
Hey, Van Boss, do you want a cookie?
Actually, I'm not going to ask for a cookie. I'm just going to say, fuck you guys. It makes my skin feel great.
Fuck you.
And the bitches love a smooth set of balls. So I'm going to say that.
So A to the motherfucking K, where you been, man?
I was here last week, bro.
Were you?
Yeah.
I was drunk.
No, not last week. Remember. Last time we podcasted.
Yeah, we didn't podcast. We've been busy lately.
Last episode. We took a one-week hiatus for zombies.
Yeah, and because I'm moving this weekend, we may be taking another hiatus for a week. But bear with us, folks, because the new Matt Cave
2.0
will be delicious and involve even some video stream podcasts because we figured, hey, let's make them look at us, too. Because why not? Because that's a dick move to make them look at us, especially you, dude. You know, it's like if they watch it in like a if they watch it in like what do you call that shit, night vision camera? There's probably shit glowing off of you, like, and they just hear
all
this,
the what is it infrared? Is it
infrared
that picks
up
semen and urine?
That's not well. I
that's
got
ultraviolet.
Something.
Yeah, infrared,
in your face.
Wait, hold on, boys.
In your face,
wait,
boys.
Like, wait, stop. Hold on. He's got something for me.
Yeah, I got something
for
you.
What have we got?
What
is
for you,
this?
Motherfucker. I've been getting picked on, accused of having all these diseases. And so I went into the STI clinic and I sat down.
It's STD clinic.
Well, what's obviously you're not as educated about this as I am. But
wait, stop. Hold up.
Infections. It's not disease now?
We cannot have three conversations going on at once.
I
love y'all. I
just want to clarify for the Reverend that most of the shit that this guy's probably caught are only infections. Not a lot of them are probably diseases.
Thanks, Tim. That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me in this show.
Now,
Merry Christmas.
For the sake of our listeners, let's try to take turns, okay?
Let's,
so anyway, you were saying.
So anyway,
what do you got for me?
I got in there and read it and weep, motherfuckers. I got the sheet right here proving that I am clean.
I don't want you to read anything. Give
right
it to
here,
me.
You hear what that, listeners?
Yeah, I do hear it.
This
give
is
it
the official document from the Waterloo STI clinic, or STD for my reverend friend there.
Okay, let me see it then.
This shows that I got a clean bill of health.
Okay, wait, let's see it.
Yeah. Take a look. See, it's all...
Well, no, wait. Now, this definitely says clear, negative, negative. So,
yes, thank you. Thank
hey,
you very
congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations.
No, no, no. Wait for it, though, because I don't know whether you just think I can't read or whether we just wouldn't look. We would just see, like, negative and be okay with it. But I'm only going to ask you this once. Is this somebody else's test results?
I'm offended that you would accuse me of doing something like that. And but Matt, we're Andy, friends.
Is this somebody else's test results?
Who are we congratulating, Matt?
That's look at all of it. It's all clean. Like
right.
It shows that there's nothing showing up on all the tests. I'm
right.
clean.
Okay, it says that you're clean, Jeremy Berkowitz.
Wait a minute.
Who the fuck is Jeremy Berkowitz, and is he panicked that you stole his test results?
He was the tester. You see, you're not reading it correctly.
Wait.
That was the nurse, the male nurse. That
that's
took
the one who shoves his thumb up your ass.
You know, you're a liar. How did you think you'd get away with this, man? How?
So you were accusing me of forging my clean bill of health.
Yeah, I
STI
am.
Doctor.
Jeremy Berkowitz.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
Fuck you. I'm ready?
So that's what you think of me.
Yeah,
oh, no.
It is. Wait, stop.
No. How am I going to get a date then? Oh, no.
That's an integral part of his resume right there.
And just for lying.
See, he becomes a reverend and now all of a sudden he's doing things like this.
Well, you got to live honest. You know, you're Catholic, so you wouldn't know all about that.
Yeah, where the fuck did you get those test results, man? How did you steal that from somebody?
Well, now we could have to tape it back together.
So you can get... Did you borrow this from a friend?
Did you borrow it from Jeremy?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet Jeremy?
Something.
Is Jeremy the dude that you met at the gay bar that night?
Plenty of fish, maybe?
It's the nurse, man. It's the nurse.
Oh, you weird little fucker.
Yeah.
So, Jesus.
He brought in
a fake test result.
I guess for our listeners, it's just Matt's word against mine, and that's all we got.
What, that you're not Jeremy Berkowitz?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I think what we're going to have to do is tape it back together and scan it for our listeners.
Okay, listen to this. I'm going to go to the Reverend for the final answer on this shit.
All right.
Him bringing in a fake test result, does that not make him seem more guilty, sir?
Yes, absolutely.
He tried to hide it.
Guilty is sin.
Yeah, so you tried to get away with it, and you couldn't.
Okay, I'm gonna.
You didn't even have the right fucking name on it.
I got a confession for you guys. Okay.
Okay.
I did go in and I got the clean bill of health document,
so
but I got it framed in my living room for when I bring ladies home. Oh, so okay, I brought.
Right.
I had to bring a copy for you from. Yeah. So that's all it is. Though.
So you lied.
So if you come to my living room, then you
can
see the real one.
So you lied. You went out of your way to be dishonest. Is that correct, Andy?
Lie is a very strong word.
Right.
I don't know whether I did something maybe that I'm not very proud of. But
in this case, you're a liar.
At the same time, the information's true.
Okay. Now, my question is by line of sight, essentially. Do you have to go get tested now, Van Boss? Because you've been to the same playpen that he has.
Yeah.
Depends on the...
And that shit grows, man.
Yeah,
well,
like...
I did go to the clinic after the last encounter with Bullet Belt.
Okay.
I also got a clean bill of health.
Does it have Jeremy Berkowitz on it?
No. It's got my retarded long-ass name.
Right. Berkowitz is selling the fucking clean bill of health.
No, by default, I'm okay.
Not necessarily.
I can see why your fucked up brain would go there.
Hey, who bagged her last?
Now I don't actually
have
to go.
Huh?
You bagged her last?
Yeah, I took care of that shit back around Christmas.
Back around Christmas. When was the last time you banged her?
What Christmas are you talking to? 2009?
Of 2009.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm 2008, so.
All right.
Okay. And there's a little gleam in your
eye. Has it been that long?
No, it was 2009, but it was like February, March-ish. So, long time.
So you guys were pretty close to touching the same piece of beef jerky.
It would have to be stretched out like 5 months long, but yeah.
Oh,
no, that shit would actually go that far.
Take one down, pass it around.
I'm sorry to cut you guys off, but I had an experience on Saturday that made me angry.
Saturday.
Yeah, and I think you guys might want to hear it.
Bring it.
Yeah. I got fucking mad, dude. And again, we talked about him in the Lost episode, the Newfie gentleman that I sit next to. Very quiet guy. Every now and again, he'll go out, fuck it, fuck, and hit his keyboard and just go back to work.
Those little hissy fits.
Charming man. Really, really funny dude. Like, we started being polite to each other, but now when I talk to him, he'll just be like, sit down, shut the fuck up.
I know to you?
Yeah, I know that's a terrible Newfie accent, but, you know, he knows now what my sense of humor is. He can just look at me and be like, fuck you. And it's funny because he's quiet, and when other people around me hear him, they're like...
Is he actually angry at you when he does this?
No, no. We always talk about going outside to fight. He'll be like, I'm going to rip your fucking balls off. I'm like, cool. So anyway, Saturday comes along, and we're in training right now. So the first and last hour of every day is spent in a training room with your trainer and your class, and you do paperwork, essentially. You know, you do fill out how you would answer the customer.
Does this make you feel, Matt?
Let's role play. Hey, guys. Let's role play. You be the caller and I'll be the customer. Okay?
Just ask Tim how it's done. He gets dressed up in his
little
zombie
outfit. Yeah,
Tim
knows all about role playing. We'll come back to
that.
That
was the strangest night ever.
I know, dude. We'll talk about zombie night in a minute.
Yeah.
So anyway, we go into our training at the beginning of the day this week. How many beers do we have anyway, by the way?
One.
Now. Is it low?
I'm grabbing one.
It's low.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so anyway.
Everyone getting one or what?
If there's enough there and if it's okay with AK.
There's enough there. Pass them around.
Okay, so we get to our noon. It's noon, and we go to our meeting, and our trainer says, hey, guys, I really don't want to do this meeting today. You guys are all grown-ups. Do you want to go hang out outside? Do our meeting outside. So, yeah, just keep, you know, I'm not telling a story or anything.
By all means, keep going, Matt.
I didn't have any, so if that's it, that's it. All right, so, no, you go ahead and have it. So, anyway, fuck, I'm going to cut this little section out because it's just got clusterfucked. All right, so we get there at noon, and the trainer says, hey, I don't want to do this today. Let's go outside and have our meeting. So we're all outside, and one of the girls who is constantly pretty often late is late. So one of the other girls says, send her a text message, tell her where we are. So I'm like, hey, we're outside. We're going to walk to 7-Eleven. Ha, 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 ha. Next thing we know, this girl who I texted her to tell her where we were. Yeah. She texts me back and says, oh, well, does the other trainer know about this? Dot, dot, dot. Within a minute, I get another text message that says, she does now. Ooh. So this other lady went out of her way to go to the other trainer and say, well, how come she let them go to 7-Eleven? How come they're allowed to let us go outside? What's going on? What kind of a person thinks to go and rat the entire class out?
They call those people thunder cunts.
Thank you very much.
That's a good word.
Now, of course, we're at the point where we don't get any more free time during these training sets. We have another 6 weeks of this. We don't get any more free time. We don't get to leave early anymore because one girl ratted out and the two trainers got in kind of a beef because the one didn't tell the other, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it's all because of this
thunder cunt
not keeping her mouth shut.
So what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. I got pissed off and I stared at the ground.
What are you going to do about it?
What do you want me to do? I can't.
Don't go on to your little radio show and bitch about it.
Listen.
Make something happen.
Like what? Am I going to hit a fucking mother? A single mother? 40-year-old? You love single mothers.
Take it away.
Why don't you come to work and punch her in the
always,
mouth?
Always the daddy, but never the father.
An idea, but it's kind of really mean.
Take the mic out of your mouth. Just a little.
I
love you.
It's really mean, but 'kay. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay, hit do it.
You find out where her car is.
Uh-huh, I know
slash
where it is.
Tires.
You take her windshield wipers off.
No, put Vaseline on her windshield wipers.
Or
that gets
do?
Greasy.
What about coating the car in toilet paper? That's always fun.
No. Either slashing tires or I like the Vaseline on the windshield
wiper. Or, here's another one. Go and buy some marbles from the dollar store.
Uh-huh.
And if she's got hubcaps, put them in the wheel well.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't.
What's that going to do?
Every time she stops, all those marbles will be falling around. She won't know what the fuck's wrong with their wheels.
that's priceless.
See, and that's pretty harmless unless it breaks stuff, but I don't think it will because centrifugal force keeps everything going.
Whoa.
Then they just fall down.
Reverend just said centrifugal force.
He's a fifth.
He's a fifth. Hey, what was the name of Chewbacca's home planet?
Tatooine.
At least you got the right universe.
Yeah, I don't know, Matt. What's the name of the
Kashyyyk?
Yes.
And do you know why I bring that up? Because I work with somebody who is that guy.
Who? He's so, brown.
He's that guy.
He's a Kashyyyk?
No, that's fucking, that's the BFI.
Yeah, big fucking Indian.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dinesh, what's up, pimp? You know Dinesh isn't listening anymore.
You don't think so?
No, he disappeared back into the ether.
He's in a band now called Bleeding Cowboys.
Oh, well, whoopty fucking dude.
Bleeding Monkeys, same thing.
Fuck you, Dinesh. I don't care about your band.
Anyway, you were saying something a little while ago.
Don't kill me,
About Kashyyyk and Wookiees. And
yeah, yeah, because I work with that guy. So every time you say something to that guy, he has to one-up you. So, for example, I'm wearing a Star Wars t-shirt. He decides to tell me that he's going to go to California for some festival this year and totally meet George Lucas and get his autograph.
George Lucas is dead.
No, he's not.
He died like 3 years ago.
No, you're thinking George Carlin.
No, that's George Carlin.
No, he died.
No, George Lucas should have died before he made one, but he didn't. He's alive and well. Fucking Turkey Neck is doing just fine. But yeah, everything you say to this guy, he's that guy.
He's that guy.
Right.
He's done it. He's been there. Right. He's seen it.
Yeah. So,
and it was always better than yours.
Right. And I was describing to these two girls in my class the difference between a nerd and a geek. I think we've gone over this before. For example, I'm a geek. Tim's a nerd.
Thank
Big
you.
Difference. So a nerd is somebody that is kind of still socially a retard while being intelligent and funny and into video games and sci-fi and shit. I'm a geek, meaning I'm into all that shit, but I'm also able to function
Listen
normally.
Listen to Matt trying to justify being a geek.
Yeah, right? So
I can't believe you just called me a retard.
I don't know if it's a geek, but I still got an issue with you, Matt.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
This was not very polite
for
a friend.
I know.
To send this photo. I can describe it to our listeners. And, you know, all we did was we said, you know, fuck you, Matt Lees. You know what that's for. But in such a nice way.
Yeah,
like,
so wait.
You
it's
know,
one
it
in the
like,
morning and I get that text message from you. Fuck you, Matt Lees.
You know what that's for.
So how did I respond?
And it was said in such a nice way. Like, we wish you would have come out. You said you'd come out. We missed you.
Wait, I...
So what did he send you back?
What I get back is quite disturbing, actually.
Are you able to describe it?
I describe it. I showed you guys,
It
right?
kind of spells my name.
It's a toilet bowl with the longest shit I've seen. I don't know how this even happened, but it's like the brown arches. Now every time I go by a McDonald's, I think of you. So I don't know if that was called for, Matt, but I still have it on here. I don't know why I haven't deleted it yet.
Why are you keeping that?
Delete it.
Sick fuck.
I know, and this is another bad thing that Matt's done to me, because now that he sent me this photo, I find myself once in a while, maybe even daily, popping open the photo and taking another little peek at it.
Yeah.
Like, don't talk amongst yourselves.
Why am I... So anyway,
no, you're not, asshole. You're still holding the fucking mic.
So what do you have to say now, Matt? Was that like a little over the top or what?
Yelling at
you
Tim
feel
or
bad?
Sending? No, I don't feel bad at all.
You should print that picture off and send it to your friend at work, Matt.
Yeah, I should. It was 1 a.m. and you sent me "fuck you." How do you know I didn't have an accident and fall down the goddamn stairs and I'm dying at the bottom of a pit?
Yeah, but
the last thing I see, shut your fucking
Nobody
mouth.
Loves
the last
me.
Thing I see is "fuck you." That could have been the last thing I ever saw was "fuck you."
Yeah, but it
so
wasn't.
I wrote
fuck
my
you.
Name
it was
in...
"fuck you, Matt." You know what that's for. And when you read that as a complete statement, you can see that it comes from a really nice place.
You didn't come to our show. We only do 17 a month. You should have come to our show, asshole.
We
fuck
wouldn't
you.
Have busted your balls, but you
okay,
said you were
okay.
coming.
No, I never said I was coming.
Dave
fuck
K
you.
Was there. He was missing
oh,
you.
Oh,
Dave motherfucking
K. Dave can lick my nuts.
Now, you should have sent him the picture of the brown arches.
I think Dave wants to make up with you.
Oh, fuck him.
Or make out.
Now, that poo picture I also sent to Van Boss, and he threatened my life.
Yeah, seriously. If you ever send me one of those again, I will punch you in the fucking mouth.
Oh, I can't wait till I take a really big, mean shit.
Okay, so let's move the... I'm going to move the shit across and just... let that go.
You brought the
Why
shit
are you
up?
Drawing cocks on every single set list we got? Okay? Now, you sent me the piece of shit because I said, fuck you, Matt Lees. You know what that's for? Fine. We're even. I'm going to let that slide.
Uh-huh.
Why you draw a cock on every single set list we got up there and our sign-up sheets? So I used to keep those for mementos. This very special night, Daryl, and everybody played. It got the date on it. Can look back in fondness, memories of those nights and all the great people that played.
Scrapbook.
But now
happened?
I got a cock on every picture.
Did somebody do something to make that? Like, what did I do, man?
You drew cocks? That was you. Are you denying it?
How do you know it was me?
We watched you, you dumb fuck. Come on.
Listen, unless you got fucking Matlock in the room to prove that shit, you can go fuck yourself. I don't draw cocks on everything.
That's actually a good
for
one.
Those at home,
describe this for our listeners.
This is going to go up on the blog with this episode.
Jeff and I play in a little pub band, and he's got a photo of Jeff and I in the background. But he somehow superimposed a giant neon cock right over top of us. So it's impossible to look cool if you didn't focus on that big cock in front of us.
Now, what
why do you do it?
I think a cock is really a funny thing to draw, man. And I love how uncomfortable it makes the Reverend to see dicks everywhere. So I love bringing it up, man. I love that. I love it. It's fun.
I just think it's a little gay.
He doesn't mind whipping his own out on a patio, though.
Who? No.
Or in front of a car.
I don't mind intimidating people.
With your
makes me feel good.
With your R2-D2 cock?
That's right, the Robocock.
Oh, the Robocock. What a dick.
Fuck you, you fecal freak. Taking pictures of your own shit and thinking it's cool, sending it out.
Wait, you really
Oh, look at me. I draw cocks on everything. I'm the cool guy. I'm the funny one.
Oh, this is back on the shit list, man. I said I would let it. If that was your own shit, I thought you pulled that off of the internet. That's personal, man.
Wait.
I'm offended.
He's a fecal freak.
Forget the cocks. I'm letting that slide. I'm still pissed off about shit now.
Buckwheats for Matt. That's what I got to say.
Stop talking.
Buckwheats for Matt.
Stop talking. It wasn't my shit. How do you think I would have written an M in my own shit?
I believe that you're the kind of man that could probably accomplish
hopefully
that if
with
you put
rubber
your mind
gloves.
To it. Aww. See, that's what I believe in you. You can do it if you want it to. I mean, that takes some pretty good hamstring muscle skills and control, but I don't know. I've never tried anything like that.
Hey,
so.
Do you guys want to take a TV show theme break?
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, look, guess what?
Mix it up.
Guess what theme song this is?
All right.
It's only playing the post. Now what you hear is different strokes.
Starsky and Hutch.
No. It's not Chips.
Who's the boss?
The Honeymooners?
No.
Different Strokes.
Yes!
Hey!
Different Strokes. And why on a night like this would we bring up Different Strokes?
Because we're in morning night. I'll describe for the listeners. I've got my Gary Coleman shirt on, and it's his incredible face that I'll never forget. And underneath it says, "What you talking about?" Question mark.
Right.
Now I'm never going to see him fight Webster on Celebrity Boxing. I am fucking bummed.
Yeah, that's loss number one. But we can keep going from there.
Rest in peace, Gary Coleman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Best security guard ever.
Yeah, he had a lot of different professions.
It's a sad day when
Todd Bridges outlives you.
Right, right. Much the same as Dio with fucking Bret Michaels. Good one on that, God.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Didn't Gary Coleman get into porn after, too?
No, that was Screech.
Oh, Screech got it. Wow.
Beetlejuice from
that's
the
even
Howard
more
Stern
disturbing.
Show did some porn, too.
Though, Gary Coleman did try to make a little bit of money. He had, like, a pre-recorded sex phone line.
Uh-huh.
You'd call in and he'd have like a 45 minute thing for your 976 number where apparently you'd be able to hear Coleman talking dirty.
Oh, imagine if you could get a hold of that sound clip.
I think it's actually online. I can show you
now,
the website later.
Now
on.
Would be apt. Now would be the time to play him talking dirty.
Yeah, you know it takes what? A little bit of
that's classy, boys. That's classy.
It's just rough that Corey Feldman outlived him too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
That he outlived Corey Feldman.
Yeah, and who else just... Oh, and...
Dennis.
Dennis the Menace.
Dennis
King Cooper.
Pop quiz hot shot.
That's a big fucking loss.
Yeah, favorite Dennis Hopper movie?
It would have to be... Fuck, the Quentin Tarantino one.
Where
he goes off about WAPs.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
True Romance.
Okay.
And he's like, and he's talking to Chris Walken,
uh-huh.
who plays an Italian character.
Chris Walken.
Yeah.
And he's saying,
he's
being threatened, and he says that WAPs.
Well, be careful now. Be careful.
I know, brother.
Just watch the movie, folks.
He calls, he says that's why WAPs are all dark, especially from Sicily.
Because the Moors
came
up.
Because of the slave trade, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, you must know a bunch of greasy Italians with curly black hair.
Yeah.
They got that olive skin.
You're going to race you the worst world come. Right now,
you
man.
Know where it comes from.
I wanted was your favorite Dennis Hopper movie, not a racist rant.
Well, Reverend. It was from Dennis Hopper, and it was fucking hilarious.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah. Van Boss, favorite Dennis Hopper movie. You are allowed to say Mario Brothers.
Okay, I am. He yeah. will always be King Koopa to me.
From Super Mario Brothers. What a shitty movie that was.
It was fucking a travesty, but if anybody did it, I'm glad it was him.
And the other guys in the movie were John Leguizamo.
Yep.
And
I can't remember the name of the guy who played Mario.
Isn't
really
it? Wasn't
can't.
It fucking whatever.
Doesn't
so that's,
matter.
That's your favorite. AK, favorite Dennis Hopper movie?
I can't believe nobody's taken this yet. Easy Rider for sure.
There you go. Ride on, Easy Rider.
Yep.
And I'm going to be old school and say Speed.
Good.
Oh, Speed.
Easy Rider's a little more old school.
Like. Well, and quiz hot shot. To those that love Easy Rider but didn't see his last tribute to Easy Rider, go out and pick up Hell Ride. 2007, 2008. It was a fucking fantastic biker flick.
He
didn't
was
get
in
enough press.
American Graffiti as well.
Yeah, he was.
And Apocalypse Now.
Hey, hey.
Which was a fucking strange movie, but I loved it.
That's a good movie.
Speaking makes of movies I loved, Kick Ass, or Kick I Fucked Your Mother, according to JJ, that's what he refers to the movie as. I watched Kick I Fucked Your Mother. I watched a
legally acquired
version on my PlayStation 3. And, dude, tits. Fucking awesome. Yeah. I don't want to do the whole spoiler alert, but it's really, really great. There are a lot of things that happen to make you realize this isn't your fucking, this is an X-Men, motherfucker. This isn't Spider-Man. Like
it
this, just,
good. It
it's just
good.
An average goofy-looking kid like Van Boss here.
Yeah,
just decides to
just
buy
a, little,
a jumpsuit.
A little Dwight Schrute wannabe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know he kind of reminds me of. You know he kind of reminds me of Face from the A-Team.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, a little slightly more downy, but a little bit of Face from the A-Team.
His face is Down syndrome cousin.
Hey, I'm a black fan with a red stripe on it.
I like beat. I used to work on a poultry farm.
I'm gonna hurt you so good in that fight.
I
can't wait to ruin you.
I'm black belt, guys. I'm black belt.
Oh, wait, Reverend. You rolled a 6 and I rolled a 9. That means I win.
We're getting to it. We're getting to that story. Why you gotta jump
again? I'm the only one who understands the rules, so you died.
Actually, Matt, you died, motherfucker.
Yeah, why? Because Reverend chopped me in half with a chainsaw.
And it was awesome. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. We're talking about Dennis Hopper.
Oh, Dennis. Oh.
Well, he's dead. Let's move on.
Amen. So we went to Tim's house the other night to play zombie games. The game is called Last Night on Earth.
Last Night on Earth.
And essentially it's like Clue almost, eh? Like a more geek version of Clue. Sorry, more nerd version of Clue.
Yeah, and it's got a board. You've got little pieces.
Dice.
You dice. You've got little cards that'll give you different things. You can find weapons.
Yeah.
You can save the townsfolk, but most importantly, you can kill yourself some fucking zombies.
Or you can kill the other player in the game, apparently, Reverend.
Yep, I'll let you do that too.
Because we finished the game. Yay, we survived the zombie attack, Reverend. Give me a hug. Cuts my character in half.
Yep.
No! Then uses his next turn to find my other character and cut him in half.
It's a shame we didn't have cookies for that.
You brought it on, motherfucker.
Johnny was going to be somebody, man. He was the high school quarterback, and you fucked up his life.
So for 18, the listeners at home,
no, oh, fuck,
you don't know what's going on. The game has some characters from those typical stereotypes from your favorite B horror movies.
Uh-huh.
You've got the high school quarterback. You've got the prom queen. You've got the drifter.
And Cindy Lauper.
And Cindy Lauper.
Yeah, oddly enough.
You got the hot nurse.
Yeah.
Kennedy.
I know. Did you see what he just did there?
He's pulling beer out of the bag.
He's hot.
You were holding out.
Back on us,
Wait, I just want one thing to be known. I want you guys to answer this question honestly. Do me that's one solid.
Yeah.
If I only had 4 beers on me, would we each have 1 beer?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Would you do the same thing, Rev?
Oh, yeah.
Van Boss, we know you would because you fed us beer at last night on Earth.
Yeah, that was a stocked fucking fridge, man.
While there are 4 of us in the room. Here you go, no, I just want you to realize.
I just want a wine. I just offered Matt the beer and
he's
too busy feeling sorry for himself.
But now if I take the beer, I'm an asshole.
Didn't I give Matt?
All right, give me the beer then. Fuck you.
I gave Jeff a beer. Yeah.
I can make you
he made it seem like he was being generous. You can have my last beer, Jeff. Don't worry.
I've only got 4. Because you fuckers aren't organized, man. We talked about this last week. It was supposed to be Jeff's week.
Not organized.
I brought 4 just in case.
Why couldn't somebody
make it's 9:30. We can go pick up beer right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to make it up. Let's go do that. Yeah.
Listen, who do you think you are to get to talk to him like that?
Let's go.
You talk about being unorganized. You disappeared for 6 weeks because you had to go to work in the morning. What time do you work in the morning, Van Boss?
I'm out of my house at 5:30, in the warehouse at 6.
Cry me a fucking river, AK.
I got to start at 4:45, man. I got to.
Hey,
when the morning routine begins.
He just became that guy. Like, oh, you had herpes? I had chlamydia and AIDS.
So you're that guy.
Yeah.
We can go to my place and pick up a couple more.
I don't trust your couch.
Tell you what, the episode is at 40 minutes, and then I'm kicking y'all out. So fuck you. Bring beer next time.
Is it 40 minutes already?
Yeah, how about that? Flying
Bullshit.
Through.
Bullshit.
Flying. It's going to go a little long tonight because we're going to finish with a Matt Lee's Band song.
Oh, again.
Exclusive.
Selfless promotion.
Well, it is
his
podcast.
If you and AK could put some shit together and play some music and record it, we'd put that on the podcast too, but considering you don't, fuck
we
you.
We do. We've got a few songs recorded.
Too busy playing karaoke night.
Yeah. Opening for karaoke.
So we went and saw the Sally Chancer Boys at their open stage last night, the one that we recorded for Shenanigans from Flanagan's. And it was funny. I cracked the whole table up at one point. Reverend caught us laughing at him.
Oh, yeah.
Did you end up getting told what I said to you? What
I
said
no
about you?
I have no idea.
So basically, Rev is up there, and they're playing a song in E, and Reverend's harmonica's in C.
Yeah.
He thinks that's cool. He's okay with it. AK doesn't hit him for it, so it's okay, I guess. Now, and then he had a kazoo at one point, which I love me some kazoo. But essentially, he's playing his big bongo drum, and accompanying AK on some of the choruses, like, and we're all dying laughing. He's got his hat on kind of crooked. He's playing the big drum, screaming along, playing a harmonica in the wrong tune.
Yeah, wrong key.
Yeah, so then I look at the guys around me, and I'm like, you know, when AK, because you guys played originals, which, by the way, were all really, really great. We really enjoyed the originals. But Tim and I, Van Boss and I, were talking.
Cheers,
man. And I wanted to go up to AK and be like, hey, man, your songs are fantastic. Why do you let that big retarded guy scream all over them?
Because he drives me home.
Yeah, and after the breathalyzer, though, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
Because we need to talk about that.
Yeah.
As a direct fallout from, I'm kind of a big deal.
Yes.
Here, let's role play. You be the Rev, I'm the cop.
Okay.
Hey, man, are you pissing on that tire?
Maybe.
What are you doing, man? What's wrong with you? Get out of there. Get over here.
Give me a second. I just got to finish up.
Oh, you want to go to jail tonight, son?
I don't want to go to jail.
You got some attitude on you, midget.
Oh, come on now. It's not a big deal. It's just the end of the night. Can't get back in the bar to throw a piss, so I'm just kind of I'm throwing a piss on this tire.
Oh. Well, we're going to stop this role play cuz Andy just pulled the biggest fucking
douche
native fucking Indian giver I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, Matt, you can have this beer, but I'm going to pour half of it into my own bottle.
Hey, I could have taken a sip. I think that would have bothered you a lot more.
You are a motherfucker. Why do you just keep the beer? Why do you give it to me if you want half of it back?
Do you want it? See, you're the kind of guy, is the glass half full or half empty?
You got to remember, AK's been drinking for 4 hours already, so it's too hard for him to cut back, man.
You know, Matt, sometimes you got to look at the apple, not the worm.
You know, you got 20 minutes. You got 20 minutes, and then you need to get the fuck out of my house. Pretty much.
Well, there's no beer here anyway, so it's going to be easy to get rid of me.
There's no beer here. How about you guys bring the beer to go along with the subscription that I pay for and the fucking work that I put into this shit when it takes me an hour and a half to edit it?
That would be fine.
How about that?
I just want to have some good communication.
How about that? Oh, is that funny, Van Boss? Fuck you.
I'm going to start a podcast, and then I'm going to complain about doing the work on that podcast.
Because it makes you more popular, and goddamn it, I hate it.
No, I'm not going to complain about the actual work involved. I'm going to complain about the lack of recognition from Cuntwad over here. Not fucking wanting to accept the fact that I let him into my house. I'm going to charge you guys a cover from now on. $5
Jimmy
an episode.
Jimmy Crackcorn, and I don't care.
$5.
What about our talent, man? You're not recognizing. They were coming in here and offering services for free
man.
To support
you're right.
Your fantastic program.
I think what we need to do is we need to get
that.
In a union rep and sit down
you know,
and actually get a contract negotiation.
Yeah, you know what? I don't charge you for the Lysol either, motherfucker. Or the man work when I got to spray that couch down. So you guys don't appreciate this. I'm just saying.
It sounds
like your couch.
You don't appreciate the symbiotic relationship we have going on here. Like, it all kind of works out in the end there. See, like I'm saying, the apple, not the worm.
By the way, how is your ringworm?
Break it down for him, Andy.
Fuck you. Don't talk anymore. Reverend.
Yes, sir.
This guy's bothering me now.
Why don't you just turn on
you the mic? There's a lot of people.
Let's settle it right now. Next episode, who's bringing the beer?
I think we just need to do rock, paper, scissors right now.
Who's going to bring the beer?
Beer.
Okay, who's bringing the beer?
Who's bringing the beer?
Next time we record, which means if you get picked, you have to be here for the next record.
I'll probably pick up a 12 of McClay's.
Okay, he's going to pick
for
a
volunteering.
Okay, okay,
so Jeff's got the one, the next one. I'll take the one after that.
Okay.
And now it's up to you two.
For your 12, I'll also try to get like at least a 6.
You owe me 11 bucks too, motherfucker.
Oh, all right. All right.
Because Mr. Matt Lees comes out to open stage, eats a pound of chicken wings, and leaves and doesn't pay for it.
So you didn't pay your bill before you left?
Forgotten.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. If you buy the 12 of McClay's,
uh-huh,
then we're square.
Cool, because I don't have 12 bucks, so I'll cool. buy the 12-pack next week. Sorry,
it's
week
it's
after.
Cheapo beer, too, right?
So. Yeah, it tastes like shit.
Oh, I thought it was pretty
I'm
good,
just
man.
Kidding. It's not as bad as that fucking orange beer you cunts drink at Flanagan's.
Oh, orange.
That stuff's disgusting. Yeah.
You don't like that?
Yeah. I don't like having the orange thrown in there, but I like the beer.
I licked the taint once, and I'd probably take that over that beer.
Well, they don't serve Guinness.
It was an accident. That's... I fell. I lost my balance. Like the taint. It happens
Guinness
to all of us. Now, something else I want to bring up here. We used to have something on this show called the sermon, which kind of died a death because we used to just yell for 30 seconds, and then Reverend would tell you to not raise children if you're an asshole.
Yeah, I got a lot to say, but you know, sometimes bringing it all together in a sermon,
it's a little rough.
It's a little bit, yeah. It's a little bit much, and
it's a little more work than you're ready to
feel like.
Yeah,
that much time,
right? Because why should anybody else put in work than me?
Exactly.
Right. So anyway, but I do hear you've been doing a little bit of work yourself. You got some emails to Legend in my podcast. Did you not?
Bullshit.
You did some fucking advice. People are asking for your word.
Yeah,
your knowledge on things.
We do have. Yeah. So basically, I'm going to field the first one here.
Okay.
And then, for my young Padawan Reverend Matt Lee.
Right. So just to clarify. They came legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. Make the subject line reverend or advice or something like that.
Ask the Rev.
Right. Ask the Rev. Make that your subject line. So here's our brand new segment called Ask the Rev.
All right.
Let's
folks.
Hear it.
All right. So our first question here comes from Kate C.
Kate C. Thanks for
Kate
listening.
Kate C. And question. My ex and I split after he cheated, but now I want to take him back. How can I make my disapproving pals understand? Oh, Kate. Sorry, there's a little... Matt's cat is licking Tim's nuts. Must be the beet juice on them.
It's probably because he's been soaking them in Epsom
salt
all night, and they're nice and smooth. You see?
He's all over those balls.
See, you've been vindicated now.
Timmy gets so much pussy.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. So read the...
All right. We'll start over again.
Read
okay.
it over again.
My ex and I split after he cheated.
Boo.
But now I want to take him back.
No, no.
How can I make my disapproving pals understand?
Okay. And you responded with?
Well, this is the way it is, guys. He strayed. So there's a reason why he strayed.
Right.
You know, chances are he just wants to come back to get some free poontang.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? If she's willing, that's just saying that how desperate is that bitch?
Right. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Kate. I got to tell you.
If he cheated on you, you're going to take him back. That's it. You're
exactly.
Done.
That's what you're worth.
Yeah, exactly.
So, sorry, honey, but you might as well don't expect your friends to understand. But, give it up. Give it up to him. You know, for as long as, and go for a run, you know, with him or whatnot. But it's, you know, he's gonna go and bank some other broads. He's just you're temporary, you're disposable.
So pack
actually.
Him up. You're saying,
but Rev.
Well, no, I'm saying, you know what? What is she worth?
Beyond that, though, Rev, I think this young lady's.
No, this
to
isn't
find...
a debate, Tim.
No, I'm.
This is not a debate, Tim. Okay. This is the way it is, straight from the man upstairs. Okay, through my mouth. Into your fucking ears. So shut up and take some pointers, all right?
I think you just got told, Tim. So do you have another email, Reverend? Don't look at me like you're going to cry, man, boss. He's giving me a look that's like, you let him talk to me like
what,
that?
What do I do?
Yeah.
What would Dwight Schrute do?
I am laughing so hard, guys. I think I might actually have a brain tumor.
What would Dennis Hopper do?
Anyway, so end of story with Kate basically is... that if she's willing to take him back, and she seems to think that that's all right, then she's as worthless as she thinks she is.
I agree.
So don't expect your friends to fucking care, Kate.
So, Kate, don't do it.
And no, don't I'm not saying don't do it. I'm
saying don't expect your friends to approve.
Exactly.
Because you're an idiot.
Exactly.
Right. Fair enough.
That's what you're worth.
Okay.
Now, this question I'm going to field out to the young Padawan, Mr.
I just want to say I'm pissed off that you get more mail than I do to the email that I fucking set up.
Sorry, but you know what? It's because people know I'm just trying to help them live a better life.
Fair
That's
enough.
All.
You're right. You're right. You're a good
Plus,
man.
It's kind of like my clean bill of health document in a way, too.
I'm just trying to...
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, we're just trying to help people live. So this you can handle this one, I think.
All right,
Matt.
All right.
All right. Question. I just moved to a new city and don't know anyone. Any tips on meeting new friends as an adult? That's from Jane O.
Jane, honey, thanks for listening. I'm going to give my answer, but then you should probably give yours because she wrote to you, not me. It's like she showed up and got the B team. You know what I mean?
No.
So, well.
Throwing you into the fire.
Honey, darling. Wait, what was her question again? How to meet people, right, in a new town.
Yeah.
Oh, it's perfectly obvious. Go to amateur night at the local strip club. Throw yourself in some cold water. Get your nipples nice and hard. Dance around and introduce yourself to the local boys.
Yeah.
That's how you do. Or plentyoffish.com. Yeah. Right, Tim?
Yep.
Don't talk. You're not allowed to talk during this segment.
You know, and if you're not a slut.
Right.
And if you're not a slut, then, you know what, just meet people like everyone else does. How the fuck do you need tips? Are you that socially retarded?
Yeah.
Get your shit together. Go and buy some groceries.
Say hello to somebody.
Join a fucking club. There's all sorts of things in the newspaper.
Yeah,
man.
Join a bowling team.
Exactly.
Or find the local Salad Chance or Open Stage.
Yeah, Andy will be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, he would.
Hours and hours and hours.
Just whoa, what's being said here? I don't know, I missed something.
Just
here.
Make sure he wraps it, ladies.
Herpes.
Hours.
You
hours
got,
and hours.
So what was her name again? Jen?
That was Jane.
Jane.
Okay. Look me up, yeah. Jane. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Look him up.
Jane, get your head out of your ass and go and meet some people.
Next.
That's it. I'm going to meet her either way, whether it's the strip club
get
or
a job.
The cancer show.
You know, you meet people working, don't you?
Yeah.
Jane,
so,
please?
So, okay, what else do you have as far as an email?
All right, we got another fucking long one here. I'm looking for a name. I don't see it. Okay.
Did Tim Van Boss write it?
Yeah.
Not this week.
Once again, I suffered through an unhappy Mother's Day. I tried to have children, but lost two pregnancies. One at 6 Uh-oh. Months, the second at 7.5 months. My marriage fell apart soon afterwards. I was mid-30s, then haven't been in a serious relationship since, and now at 46, I'm alone and childless. My family and friends act like it never happened. I've had to defend myself against other people, thinking I've been selfish, choosing not to have children. I don't fit in at group gatherings or family events. I stopped going to the company family barbecue day. It feels like I'm the only one there without a child. I've talked this through with countless doctors and counselors, yet Holy can shit. Never shake the depression that comes every year. How can I get through these events in control of my feelings and emotions? How can I make people understand how much I wish I was a mother?
Wait, I got a problem with this.
That's heavy.
Like, why are you sending this to a comedy podcast?
Yeah.
Why do you got to fuck up my day and send that to me, man?
That's heavy, right?
I'm not touching this one. You go. Fucking Ugly Betty here needs some help, I think.
Okay, well, you know what? She was in her mid-30s when she lost the kids. You know, that sucks. That sucks.
Yeah.
Right? You know, there's no doubt about that. It sucks. But she's 46 now.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it's been over a decade.
Right.
You know what? Oof. You know what? When you were in your mid-30s and you lost those babies, you know, it sucks for sure. You know, that's when people were going to be sympathetic. Okay? 15 years, a decade later, suck it up. No one's giving you cookies anymore.
Oh, wow.
It's true.
I feel uncomfortable with this.
No, it's fucking true, man.
Okay.
That
email makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a touchy subject, but that's what we're about. We're trying to help people live, right?
Right. Well, you'd like her less if she did because you don't like single moms.
No, well, no. I used to.
Look at him backtrack.
I used to because I was always the daddy but never the father. So,
hey!
Now.
Okay, so what's your advice for her? Go out and go to a party or something? Go bowling.
Yeah, you know what?
When in doubt, join a bowling
team.
She
didn't put her name, but pretty much, you know, if you don't like all this stuff, then change your game.
Start hanging out at the pubs, man.
Everything is so fucking simple. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
She's got to start drinking.
It's been over a decade. You want people to fucking give you hugs all the time? Give me a break. People have had it a lot tougher than that. Suck it up. Go and get drunk.
Matt, you look so fucking
you're a little uncomfortable,
Matt?
This is a horrible topic.
It's good. This is real. We're helping real people solve real problems.
Why would Bullet Belt send us that email?
Bullet Belt is not that old.
Does the note mention how many cats this lady has?
I don't know. I just I hate people that pity themselves. And she's been doing it for over a decade. So somebody's got to slap her in the face, say, suck it up. You know what? Go fucking be one of the what is it when you're walking? There's that sign, the neighborhood watch.
You mean
neighborhood watch? One of those people that take in fucked up kids.
Oh, you mean like a foster home?
Yeah, go and do some
right,
shit like that.
I guess.
Suck it up, honey.
Or
fair enough.
If she's not being proactive, if she's just sitting at home moaning. Shut the fuck up.
And whatever happened to adopting when you found out that you and your person couldn't have kids?
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids out there that need to be adopted.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm not feeling bad for her. It's been a decade.
Fair enough. Well, don't come here for sensitivity, ladies and gentlemen. Because you're not going to get it.
No. Well, now, right into AK then.
Yeah. Now, speaking of...
Wait, we got one more, I think.
Okay.
I think. Just one more. I know. This is getting...
Better not be fucking
that was,
depressing.
That was heavy. If this one sucks, we just won't answer.
Let me read a quick email that I got. It says it's from Tim.
Oh, does this
not
pertain
you.
To, yeah.
Tim number two. And it all it says number is two. Jesus. AK is on a totally different wavelength from the rest of us, eh?
Well, duh.
That's all it says.
But this isn't live, so how did that come in just now?
Oh, are you freaking out a little bit?
No, I'm
he
just
happened.
Curious.
He just happened to send us the email right now.
I think you're making that up. I think that's...
No, you're the one who makes shit up, Jeremy.
Jeremy Berkowitz?
You fucker.
If that is your real name, AK.
So yeah, go ahead.
All right, this is another lame one, but we'll throw it out there anyways. I'll let you field this, Matt.
Is it depressing?
No. I'm wondering when and how to talk to my aging parents about power of attorney for their health and financial decisions when needed. I don't want to frighten them and look like I want to gain control.
Folks, Mom, Pop, you're going to die. Rev, he's going to die.
Yep.
Van Boss?
Oh, I'm going to die.
He's going to die.
AK? Chris Rock ripoff.
AK's already got one
AK's
foot in the grave.
Yeah, AK's gonna die sooner than us.
His dick is in the grave. Hey, that's gonna fall off first.
Am I gonna get to see the new Batcave?
No, I don't think you will. You get
the Batcave.
You've been playing.
You gonna live that long?
Sexual roulette is what you've been doing with your dick.
Not unless you come bubble wrapped.
You've thrown your dick on the crab table many a night, sir.
His leprosy's kicking in.
Yeah. That's a tough call. Just suck it up and do it. I don't give a fuck. Send it in an email. When in doubt, email. Or text message. You will die. Must sign papers.
Give me the power. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give me the money. You're worth more dead than alive, motherfucker.
Just ask them. Who's the power of attorney?
Yeah. Fair enough. Hey, who's your power of attorney there, Herp?
What's this Herp thing?
I have herpes again. Again isn't really the right term. It's consistently.
I don't know what else I have to do. I brought in the appropriate documentation. I showed it to you.
Yeah, you brought in Jeremy's appropriate documentation.
Tried to explain
it.
That's the nurse.
What up?
What
up?
As we speak, I have just gotten an email in from Zach Barclay for misinformation.
Holy fuck.
It is his response to him not being on Matt Lee's versus USA.
Ooh,
so I think I'm going to get bitched at a little bit. So what we'll do is they won't notice the pause. I'm going to pause really quickly. I'm going to load it, and then we'll play it for everybody to hear, and then we'll react to it.
Nice. Cool.
So bear with me.
Now let's make sure we do our jingle.
So we had to do it twice because he didn't send me the fucking file.
Mm-hmm.
What a cunt. I didn't mean it, Zach. What an asshole. What did you say, though? Come on, Zach. Get it together. So here it is, Zach's reaction to not being included on the Matt Lees versus USA during my road trip to Waterloo, Iowa. You lucky son of a bitch of a town. Here it is, folks.
Hey, Matt Leese. What the fuck, dude? You come all the way to Waterloo. You get everybody together for this fucking Yay USA podcast. Where am I? Huh? Where am I? Not a fucking phone call, not a text message, nothing. You know what? You're a bitch, Matt Leese. You're a bitch. And my feelings are hurt. Okay? I'm hurt. I'm a very sensitive man, Matt Leese.
He probably wants a cookie.
I'm hurt on the inside. And not in like a sexually penetrated kind of hurt on the inside way, but in a emotionally scarred and sensitive kind of way. And I know you probably didn't think that this would be the way that I would react to something like this, but it's kind of a big deal for me. Everybody else got to be there. And I didn't, you know, and that's it's not cool, Matt Leese. Not cool at all. So the next time you come back to the United States, Matt Leese, I'm not doing nothing for you.
Uh-oh.
No giant ball of twine. No William Riker's birthplace. No professional wrestling museum. Nothing, Matt Leese. Nothing. Because you don't love me anymore. Bye.
That was epic. Shit.
Send him a photo of your shit.
I could probably
make
do that
him
right
feel
now.
Better.
No,
send him the brown Matt Leese arches.
Oh, Zach, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings, Zach. Reverend probably wants to send you a cookie.
You know, I'll be honest, Zach. I know how you feel, Matt. Matt's douchebaggery knows no limits. So
what the fuck?
Yeah, it's true. It's true, Matt Leese.
What the fuck did I do to you?
Nah, you're always like making show. Fun of me and it's making me sound talk. Mean on the podcast, make me sound mean to people and
stuff. Oh, because you yelled at them about their 100th episode?
I didn't, though. You kind of made me. You scripted it.
No, what do you mean I scripted it? It's your voice.
You had it written down and you said that I could have a 12-pack.
Right?
Yeah, and $20.
Okay. Did I pay you?
Yes.
Okay, then.
That's how I made rent.
About?
No, I'm just, it's got to come out.
They thought it was funny, motherfucker.
Dude, the truth has to come out, man.
You know what? Matt Leese, got to go right back to lesson one on how to be a human being.
Yeah.
Yeah, how's that herpes treatment?
You're hurting people, man.
Human being.
There.
Yeah.
Case in point.
I don't know.
I'm hurting too.
Oh, because I hurt Zach's feelings.
You're not showing a lot of sensitivity, you know.
You know what?
Tim, how does Matt make you feel?
Sometimes uncomfortable.
Who
other
the
times,
are
it's
you
time. It's time to open up in this room right now. I feel
this fucking Dr. Phil. I need a fucking asshole intervention.
I feel like we're finally trying to open up and
we're
be honest.
We're breaking ground here.
Yeah, because it's the three of you that get to judge me.
Us and the rest of the universe.
We're not judging you.
You guys are my jury, letting me know how you fucking feel about how I treat the world.
It's not so much to judge you, just sometimes maybe you don't think about how your actions affect other people.
What the fuck, man?
you know, and I haven't raised this before, but I've been having a little bit of a dry spell since you mentioned that I had herpes live
in front
in person.
Of the ladies.
The ladies.
You might need to extrapolate
that was a bit of an insensitive thing to do.
It cuts deep, doesn't it? It cuts
it
deep.
Hurts. And I've been afraid to say it all this time.
Zach felt the cut.
But now that Zach and Tim are opening up, I'm opening up too.
Kennedy, do the listeners a favor and explain. Give us almost a storyboard of what Matt may have said during an introduction of yourself and what you might call the bitches.
Yes, there's a couple of cute girls at a table, and Matt invited me out, and when I sat down, he said, first thing, Andy has herpes.
Now, he cock-blocked you.
I cut my hair that night. I put on a clean shirt. They try to make a good first impression, but when someone says you got herpes, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do.
Well, I didn't say that Zach has herpes.
I asked her to play pool with me. She didn't
want to
touch
even
the
worse.
Same stick.
Oh, because I didn't let him on. The
you podcast. Just cut him out completely, like he doesn't exist.
I didn't record him in the first place, so I didn't cut him out of anything.
Exactly. Oh. You didn't even record him.
Thanks, Zach, for pointing out how much of an asshole I am.
And you want us all to feel bad for you because you got sunburnt feet.
Dude, I'm fucking like Samwise Gamgee when he stayed in the sun too long.
I know you burnt
here.
Off all the hair on your feet.
No.
Well, maybe God's punishing your feet for...
That's the only part of you that's burnt, too.
If God's punishing me with my feet being burned, how is he punishing you, AK?
I feel burning sensations sometimes.
Yeah, don't judge me. I'm done with this episode. We're going to wrap this up now. Not that any of you
why? Because your feelings are hurt now?
No.
How does it feel, Matt?
No, because there's still a lot of things to do. Because
when
I'm
it's your
to be
feelings,
nice.
It's so big.
Trying to be
oh,
nice.
Oh, I'm into it now. I'm Matt Lee.
Well, Matt,
oh,
I'm very
it's
sorry.
My podcast. I can start it. I can stop it. Ooh, look at me, jackasses. Everyone's an asshole. I don't care who I hurt. I make my friends in Iowa cry. I make
wow.
Andy so he can't get laid anymore. You're killing Andy's material.
Literally.
I've fallen right off the shelf, eh?
Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck you. And fuck you. This episode is over. I was going to do something nice and end with a song by the Matt Lee's Band. You guys just shit all over.
Oh, man. Let's hear the... I want to hear the song. I want to... Let's end on a high note.
I don't think you need to punish listeners because you're a douchebag.
I think maybe sometimes you can polish a turd. Let's turn this whole thing around.
The glass is half full.
Yeah.
Let's make Matt Lee's a better person. Let's
get
eat around
the
that one.
Fuck out of my house. Say goodbye, Bam Boss.
Can we
say
still
it.
Help
goodbye.
You move?
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, all the bitches.
You, ugly. Say goodbye.
Well, goodbye, my friends.
Okay, you, asshole.
Hey, send some emails if you want some help living with your life and stuff. Me and Matt here, you know, the Reverend Padawan.
Yeah,
we're just here to make your lives better. I'm here to try and make Matt a little more human as well. So.
Legendofmypodcast@gmail.com.
That's right, and we'll answer anything.
Should we? I know we're over, but we didn't do the. I got some nominations for Asshole of the Year.
Yeah,
should we do that really quickly?
Absolutely.
All right. So, the first nomination we received comes from a story told to us by the Reverend. And, drum roll. The first nominee for Asshole of the Year is... Lenny Nuna! Come on down!
Lenny Nuna!
So, remind us of the story that got him nominated.
The story that got him nominated was... I happened to be in a bar fight.
In Woodstock.
I was in Woodstock. I was taking on about four guys. Dan Coors jumped in to try and give me a hand. I ended up getting bottled over the head. Got about eight staples in his head for that one. And during the melee, Lenny Nuda noticed us fighting and, you know, decided to drink his drinks faster because he knew we'd be getting kicked out soon. And he decided to do that instead of helping us.
That's a dick move.
Yeah, that's a pure asshole.
So that's our first nominee for Asshole of the Year. And our second, drum roll. Nominee number two is... me, Matt motherfucking Lee.
Yeah.
This comes to us from a listener named Linda, who I also work with. First day of our new hire class, first day that I met her.
She the one that ratted you out?
No. Okay. We get in the elevator, and we all stand there because she didn't hit the button. Right? Yeah. Never met this girl before. And she goes, oh, I must be new to elevators. And I say, you must be new to fucking life, too. In front of everybody. She told me that on the way home, driving back home, she started to cry. I made her cry the first day I met her, which is why she's for Asshole of the Year.
This is a pattern of behavior for Matt Lees.
So anyway, we got two nominees in for Matt of the Year. Asshole of the Year, which to be decided at a random time that we will choose, depending on how long we decide to wait. So that's in, legendinmypodcast@gmail.com for your Asshole of the Year nominees. We're going to wrap up with a song by my band. We recorded an interview for the radio recently, and here's one of the tracks off of that.
What song are we playing?
So Crazy. You'll know it. Listen cool. to it. You'll love it. And Andy, get the mic up here somewhere and give me that retard scream. Thank you for listening.
Give us
say
the retard
again.
Power.
Say goodbye.
See y'all later, folks.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Do the retard scream, Andy.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker!
You lucky wankers.
The Matt Lees Band.
Like that, coming in the club to see your boyfriend play. I mean, wait, see your ex-boyfriend play.